This is a weekly podcast to update you on the volcanic activity of the week. I'm one of your hosts, Alessandro Musu.
And I'm your other host, Corinne Jorgensen. We're PhD students at the University of Geneva.
We study volcanoes and are here to give you all the hot volcano news.
First, a quick update and then the focus of the week.
So, it's February 14th, 2022 at the time of recording, and here is your quick update.
Okay, Alessandro, before we get to the news, because it's February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, I read a lovely poem on Twitter today from @TaupoCaldera, which I thought I would read to you now, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Roses are red, lahars are gray, but my PDCs will ruin your whole day. You're welcome.
I do have one also for you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Please tell me.
Okay. Mama Hedna is beautiful.
Okay.
Mama Hedna is beautiful. So, Mama Hedna is beautiful.
That doesn't quite fit with the roses are red.
Yeah.
You could start roses are red, Mama Hedna is beautiful.
Yeah, okay, I can. But
the point is the same.
Okay.
I agree. Anyways, speaking of Mama Hedna, Hedna gave us a nice show this week on February 11th. She started doing things again. She beat everyone this week for the tallest global plume, with a plume up to 10 kilometers in height. This was also coupled with what our Mama Hedna does best, big lava fountains.
So, Hedna might have won the tallest global plume, but we'll still have to mention the tallest plume of the Americas, because Senge won with a 8.5 kilometer plume on February the 18th.
Though its winning isn't exactly the best this week, as the increased ash dispersal means that there is a larger region which is actually at risk for lahars, particularly in the nearby provinces of Chimborazo and Bolivar. So it may have won, but I'm not sure the people have won.
Honorable mention goes to Sabancaya and Nevado de Ruiz, as well as eruptive activity, as usual, from Fuego, Reventador, Pablo, Nevado de Chian, and Semis Bachnoi.
At Santiguito in Guatemala, there were lahars on February 10th from rainfall, which mobilized some of the ash falls. Flows went south-southwest from San Isidro River and Tambor Creek. The lava dome continues to grow, and steam-laden plumes have been seen rising from about 500 meters above the crater.
Fuego, Guatemala continues to be extremely active with 5 to 8 Strombolian and volcanic eruption per hour. This has generated a more than 100-meter lava flow on the south-southwest into the Ceniza and Trinidad Ravine.
Moving to Asia, we saw the usual from Sakurajima, Suano Tsujima, both in Japan, Manam and Lengai, both in Papua New Guinea, Ibu in Indonesia, Yasser in Vanuatu, Lewotolo in the Lesser Sudan Islands, and Dukono in Halmahera.
Moving to Semeru in East Java, Indonesia, VolcanoDiscovery.com reported on February the 8th that the lava dome continues to grow, and there are concerns that it will collapse and cause pyroclastic density currents. The rest of the week, we continue to see explosive activity and ash plumes from the volcano.
At Tungkuban Parahu in West Java, there has been some elevated fumarolic activity recorded on February 13th. There has been steam plumes up to 100 meters, and this might mean some fluids, gas, water, or potentially even magma is moving around underneath the surface. There's also been an increase in earthquakes as well. This volcano last erupted in July to September of 2019, so we'll see what happens next week.
In Africa, we have a little update on Nyamuragira, the sister of Nyiragongo. Satellite imagery show the summit crater continues with its effusive behavior. Nyamuragira has been active since 2018.
As usual, thanks to our sources, VolcanoDiscovery.com, the Smithsonian Global Volcanism Program, and the ENGV website.
So, now it's time for the focus, Korean.
Focus up, focus up, and do it!
So, for the focus of the day, we are flying in Ecuador for a San Valentine volcano myth.
Yeah, more precisely, we're going to the Sierra area, a province of the Andean chain, which hosts most of the Ecuadorian volcanoes.
Yeah, many volcanoes live actually in this area. But today we are talking about Tungurahua. Tungurahua means literally throat of fire. and it's a quite active volcano, actually, taller than 5,000 meters.
This volcano last erupted in 2016, but we're not going to chat about the volcanic history and geology today. Instead, we're going deeper into one of our favorite things, myths and legends. Yeah. Love volcano myths and legends.
We read a very interesting post on the travel blog Not Your Average American about Ecuador myth, actually, and we would like to share it with you.
We also discovered that volcano myths are quite similar around the world.
Yeah, a true expression of love.
No, generally they are cruel and violent.
Sometimes, maybe so. So you guys are used to our love for Mama Etna, but Mama Etna is not the only mama volcano.
In the Sierra region, there are several mountains and volcanoes, and each of them is also a deity, an epos in the local language. Similar to the ancient Greeks and the Roman gods, who also call volcanoes as deities. So some of these volcanoes and mountains are men, so we can address them as fathers, taitas, and some of them are women, so we can turn to address them as mothers or mama. Today we're going to tell you about Mama Tungurahua.
Angie Drake, in her post on Not Your Average American, reports two different myths about this volcano. So the first one sees Mama Tungurahua married to Taita Cotopaxi, another active volcano in the area.
And they're super happy together, they love each other, they read books, exchange chocolates on San Valentine's Day Eve, and at the end of the story, all is happy, yes?
Nope. Apparently, the marriage was a bit unhappy.
I'm so surprised.
And Cotopaxi hid the wife to marry another mountain.
What?
Yeah, to Nilsa.
Alessandro, it is the day of love, February 14th. Why aren't we reading a happy love story?
It's not my fault. All the volcano stories are that way.
We should write our own volcano myth. We could write it about Mama Etna. Mama Etna falls in love with another volcano. Which volcano should Mama Etna fall in love with?
I don't know. We should have maybe another volcano, a new volcano, to do a story. Oh. So it doesn't have already a myth. So, deal. Next volcano on the planet Earth, we will write a myth. Actually, a story more than a myth. If nobody believes it and nobody knows it, can we call it a myth?
Okay, well, I'll believe this story, so it'll be a true volcano love story. But anyways, let's continue with the actual story.
Yeah, so Cotopaxi married Tionilsa, but Tungurahua didn't stay hidden, actually. She had an affair with El Altar, an old volcano, which last time erupted in 1490. And she also took revenge on Tionilsa.
Yes, I know this story. So Tungurahua attacked Tionilsa because she was jealous, and she attacked her with fire and ash and forever damaged her. Indeed, the Tionilsa peak, which is one of the two twin peaks of Ilninsa and Tionilsa, is almost never covered in snow. On the contrary, Ilninsa has her own glacier.
So now it's time for the second story.
Okay, there's a second story, and it's filled with love and happiness and joy and rainbows.
Maybe. So let's see. In this other version, Mama Tungurahua is married with Taita Chimborazo, and they give a birth to a baby named Guagua Pichincha. Guagua Pichincha is one of the peaks, the smallest actually, of an active volcano close to Quito, the capital city of Ecuador.
So in this legend, every time the baby cries, the mother always calls, right?
Yes, indeed there have been moments where both volcanoes erupt simultaneously.
Nice.
So, Corinne?
Yes, Alessandro.
Do you know what a little Guagua Pichincha first word was?
Oh my gosh, no, what was it?
Magma.
Yeah, you're very funny. This is the first time I've heard this magma mama.
Yeah, joke. I know. It's an old joke, but maybe for someone it's new.
That's true. Maybe.
So actually the story will continue, but it becomes a little bit cruel. So we stop it here.
Okay.
With the small little baby saying magma. And that's it for today. Thanks to our sources, notyouraverageamerican.com.
And thanks for spending your time with us. We hope you guys enjoyed this fun little myth, and we'll see you next week.
So, bye!
Bye!